I'll declare the Park and Rec Committee meeting opened on at 5:15 on Tuesday the 4th of February 1925 and hereby certified that in accordance with Section 65 of the Local Government Act 1993, any advice, information, recommendations contained in this report relating to the agenda has been prepared by a person who has the qualifications and experience necessary to give you advice, information and recommendations. Also, this it's an audit recording of this meeting is made in accordance with audit recording of Council's Committee Meeting, Policy 7.11. The audit recording is available on the Council's website within 7 business days after the meeting. Acknowledgement. Brighton Council acknowledges the First Nation people of the Tasmania Aboriginal community as the additional and original owners of the skies, water, a literal wind of Tasmania, and look for and forward our respects to the elders, past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the connection that the Tasmania Aboriginal people still have to the skies and water of Little Wind of Tasmania that provides them with the food, medicine and craft that celebrates through this ceremony today. Any apologies? Councillor Lyon here?
All here?
No, there's no apologies. No questions and deputations? No. Declaration of interest? We haven't got any declaration of interest in Part 2 of Regulation 8 of the Local Government Act? Everyone says no, they haven't got an interest. Number 5, business arising. There's only one item on the agenda. It's 5.1. Thomas and Noble Cricket Pitch, Pomfield. Attached letter from the AFL is attached for those who read it. And the author is Director of Assets. So I'll hand it over to you, Callum, to
no worries
on this.
Thanks, Pete. So Council received a letter from AFL TAS advising of an opportunity to host the Tasmanian AFL and AFLW teams in 2 exhibition matches against VFL and VFLW sides at the Pontville Sports Precinct. The letter praised Council for the level of facilities provided in Pontville. However, it also advised that the facility could only be considered for hosting the matches if the synthetic wicket was removed from Thompson Oval. The football club, local Brighton Football Club that is, and AFL TAS have advocated for the removal of the pitch several times. Council had previously agreed to remove the cricket pitch at the February OCM on the basis of advice that this was a requirement of entry into the Premier League for the local club. It was since clarified with AFL TAS that removal of the cricket pitch was not a requirement of the AFL preferred facility guidelines for this level of football. Noting that no other team in the Southern Premier League has a synthetic pitch in their home field currently, and that removal would mean an improved playing surface for the football club. So synthetic cricket pitches are less prone to impacts from weather and are the only surface that school-age cricket players can play on. If the pitch is removed, Pontville would no longer have a pitch available for youth cricket. The 2 turf wickets on Garner Oval and Ferguson Oval are seeing incredibly high rates of usage at the moment. So if Council were to consider simply relocating the synthetic wicket onto one of these ovals, it would have a significant impact on higher grade cricket currently being played. The Brighton District Cricket Club has been in suspension since 2023. This year the pitch has been used by Southern Cricket Association and Cricket TAS for a combined total of 148 hours. The football club's usage of the ground is generally around 130 to 140 hours a season, just to give you an idea of the equivalent. But this figure would likely be higher if there was no crossover and conflict with the 2 codes. This is definitely a bit of a challenging one. Obviously, there's 2 sporting codes and the needs of each that need to be balanced, and there are definitely pros and cons to each, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have, and I'll hand back to you, Pete.
Has anyone got any questions to Callum?
Yes, Pete, through you, Jeb. How often will these games be held?
So this is a one-off exhibition match, is the offer from AFL TAS, or the 2 matches. The AFL TAS, their high-performance centre is currently under construction, and I understand that will be completed within the next couple of years. It's due for completion in October 2027 down at Kimbra. So I would imagine that after that point, it would be the preference to host those sort of games at that facility.
I have one more question, if that's okay. If you take the wicket out, or the pitch out, and move it into the other area you were just alluding to, would that be a benefit for the users of that area? would that improve it?
So that we've got two other ovals at Pontville, so Gun Oval up the back, and then the other one at the entrance just on the right-hand side, Ferguson. Both of those have turf wickets. And with Cricket Tas this year and the higher division levels of cricket, they've been getting really, really high levels of usage. So if we were to remove a turf wicket from one of those to replace it with synthetic, it'd have quite a big impact on a high-level cricket being played at Pontville.
Beneficial?
No, probably a negative impact.
Negative.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, synthetic is just for juniors.
So synthetic, it does get used by the Southern Cricket Association. So that's, you know, adult kind of level cricket. But the kind of higher divisions of cricket, they all play on turf.
Yeah, like in other words, the country, what used to be called the country cricket, used as synthetic. Yeah.
Yep, I got it.
And also, for the tourists, can I mention that they've already got it booked for the 22nd of March is when the AFL game is ready to go.
They've got what?
Well, that's when the dates they got picked out, 22nd of March. Yeah.
For this Oval?
Yeah.
Thompson Oval?
Yeah.
To play?
Oh. That's provising, I suppose, if the wicket goes or not goes. So I don't
know. So the game is to be played on the 22nd, but the venue is to be determined at the moment.
Callum, how much is that infrastructure worth, the concrete pitch, the synthetic?
$14,000,
are we talking?
Yeah, to replace the pitch, you're probably talking in the order of $15,000 to $20,000 to build a new one. But are you talking about to remove it from the oval at the moment?
Or reinstate it somewhere else?
If we had to reinstate it, yeah. So in the order of kind of $15,000 to $20,000 to reconstruct a synthetic pitch. Yeah, and to give you an idea of what we spend currently on the turf wickets, so synthetic, the maintenance is fairly minimal, apart from replacing the crumb rubber over the surface and kind of making that safe to play for football. With the turf wickets at the moment, they're roughly about $70,000 worth each, for each turf wicket on each oval sort of thing per year.
And there is a number of other ovals that they use synthetic steel for the lesser football competitions. Sorrel, I'm thinking, for example.
Yeah, so in the Premier League, there aren't any other clubs that have a synthetic wicket in their home ground, but I'm aware that there are clubs in the north of the state that play Premier League football that do have synthetic wickets in their ground. So.
Have we had any issues with the existing scenario of covering the pitch over and accidents or anything else that caused it?
We've had some feedback from the football club that people are more likely to injure themselves and that it's not as good to play on. But we haven't had any specific reports of incidents. And I did at one point request that any kind of serious injuries and that sort of thing be sent through to council. But we haven't received any advice as far as that's concerned.
Any further questions?
Yeah, just one if I might. I'm sorry to be a nag. But so the SFL League, is that contingent on us taking this wicket out?
No, it is not.
Okay.
No.
AFL.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're on.
You're on. Thanks, through your chair. Callum, the TCA, or the Tas Cricket Association, have obviously announced that they're moving all their high-performance centre and building two ovals minimum down at Seven Mile Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that as being taking away some usage of Pontville? Because obviously, I mean, Belrive isn't used for,
yep,
for normal cricket, but obviously a high-performance centre that will... all main games will be played either at the new stadium at Macquarie Point.
Yep.
And those training facilities, I'd assume, would be open to be used on a regular basis by high-level cricket.
Yeah, certainly. So we haven't had any serious conversations around what the usage impacts would be to this point. But I would imagine that at the moment, across the state, turf wickets are... the availability of turf wickets is an issue. There aren't enough kind of for their requirements. But once their high performance facility is built, I imagine that would lessen at least Cricket Taz's needs for use out of Pompey.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, Councillor.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Callum, we've planned to do a master plan for the Pompville Oval area.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that that master plan would ordinarily cover the usage of the wickets and the types of wickets and what sports are being played. I guess, can you confirm that that's something that will be considered?
Yeah, we definitely will. I guess one of the challenges with the local club being currently in suspension is that their voice is probably not going to be well represented, so we'd need to turn to Cricket Taz for their insight and try and get some feedback in the interests of both their and the local club kind of level cricket.
Councillor Wheeler.
Thank you. We had Cricket Tasmania out here a few months ago, and Glenorchy Cricket Club showed interest in moving out as well. And I know personally in the area, some people have been approached to coach young guys on that synthetic pitch. Has there been any feedback with council or officers?
So we have been working with Cricket Tas to kind of build their use of Pompville, and I guess that's reflected in the fact that within the last, I'll just pull up the figure, but within the last 12 months, or just this season, they have, I think they've used the oval for approximately, where are we? The last, I think it was around 80 hours, just on the synthetic surface alone. We've spoken with Glenorchy around usage of Pontville as well and their interest in expanding. With the kind of early level cricket and very, very kind of early entry into cricket youth levels, they believe that they could run training clinics without having a synthetic wicket in the ground, because most of that's just kind of done on grass and not on pitches necessarily. But yeah, I guess that as cricket grows and if a club were to re-establish, then yeah, there's going to be an impact. So it's just the growing pains that we're going through.
So everyone, just to make everyone aware, last night was the Pompville Users meeting where we had Glenorchy Cricket Club come out. They want to actually look after cricket up here and undertake us. Like he's quite right in what he said about the juniors. So they have got a roll-out mat that they can put down. So and that sort of thing is not as good as synthetic wicket. It suffices for the ones up to 16. So there's no problems with the tertiary. So they're looking at that. Then eventually getting into the higher league, now maybe level two and that, but probably not into the senior for a while, under the umbrella of the Glenorchy Club, which didn't go down too well with most members, which I tend to agree that because the Robin's colour is blue and red with the juniors, but you know, there is more talks going to go happen with that, that maybe they could foster. Look after the club, but the juniors wear the colours of the local area. But as soon as they get up, they automatically transmit into the Glenorchy Cricket Association. So there's a direct link at the moment. There's not, even before there wasn't. You had to be really, really good to get in the Glenorchy Club. You didn't even have a chance. But with that system, if they join the two together, it's sort of, you know, you start off in one area and you move to the other, might be beneficial. So just so you're aware of that. So that's ongoing talks between Glenorchy Cricket and Brighton Football Club and couples on the committee, so but that's down the track, so they'd be looking out for the younger ones. Any further questions? No further questions? No. No further questions. We have options there. Option one, remove the synthetic wicket from Thompson Oval. Two, retain the synthetic wicket on Thompson Oval. Three, decline the request from AFL TAS, hold over decision on the pitch removal until a later date, or for an alternative. I mean, anyone's got another option, so I'm leave opening there to someone for motion.
Chair,
yes, before we haven't started, so you're fine.
No, I was going to move, so but it's up to you.
Okay. I was going to move a motion that we hold it over until the strategy plan for that area is completed.
We've got a mover, we've got a seconder.
Second.
Seconded, Councillor Owen. It's open for discussion.
Yeah, if I could. I think I don't see the benefit in removing an asset at this stage when there's a lot of talk to be done in that area about the strategy that we're going to move forward with. I think that there is other clubs that are ready to fill a gap in that cricket area on a synthetic pitch, and I think at this stage it's a little bit premature.
Anyone want to speak against the motion?
Thanks, Chair. Just a couple of things. We've previously already passed a motion to remove the cricket pitch back in February ordinary council meeting of last year. So I think this is more or less a situation where we're coming back to verify that that decision is obviously still supported, and obviously with the motion that's currently before us, at this particular point, it doesn't look like it may be supported by all councillors. I think there's a few things that I just want to make a note of. One is that obviously council have already made the decision to remove the pitch, and that's a motion that's still standing at this particular point in time. Two, the Brighton Football Club is progressing up to a very high level of standard of footy. It's competing against the previous or the former statewide league clubs, and a big part of that is the facilities that we have provided them in regards to Pondville Pavilion, and I think opportunities like this to make a playing surface safer for high level competition is something that we should be certainly aware of, that it isn't the best outcome to have a synthetic wicket covered with some synthetic grass during the winter and then filled up with rubber granules to the particular the way that it is currently put together. I think the opportunities that this will give us in the short term in having VFLW and VFL teams, I think it's Frankston that is proposed to come down and play against an AFL Tasmania team, is a great opportunity to showcase our facilities. And the last point I want to make is we have a lot of other grounds that are single use or single sport only. We're just developing Seymour Street with soccer pitches, full-size soccer pitches, but there's no cricket pitch in the middle of them. So I think we need to take into account that this probably is a situation where we've got a high-level football club competing at a high level in southern Tasmania and with not the perfect facilities for that particular standard of footy. As I said, Seymour Street's getting brand-new soccer pitches to enable senior games to be played there. There certainly isn't. It isn't a shared facility. There's no cricket pitch in the middle of those, but maybe there should be. And I'll finish on that. Thank you.
So someone for the motion?
I'll agree with the mover for the same reasons that he gave. The decision that Councillor Gray referred to was made on the false premise that the pitch had to be removed, and yet it wasn't fact that we made that on that information. We've got no guarantee from the AFL that the events in the future are going to happen. It's just a promise. And I'm somewhat perplexed too that the AFL didn't have the courtesy or the time to find out who to address the letter to. To whom made concern, to me, is not a very professional approach in when you're wanting something. And I don't think we should burn junior cricket facilities for the benefit of the AFL at this stage.
Anyone else want to add a comment?
If I may, Mr. Chair, I would agree with the discussion so far that we have an opportunity to support children's cricket here or to improve the facilities for AFL. I think the decision that was made to remove the pitch was made under false pretences. I think that was a decision that I wasn't overly comfortable with having made in the first place, but to find out later that it wasn't required, I was quite pleased. I think the recommendation is that we hold the request over until we've done our master plan for that area, and I think that's quite sensible. I don't think the benefit of two games of AFL in our municipality is worth selling out children's cricket and them losing the opportunity to grow into that sport and enjoy a sport that we hope to have in our municipality again in the future. So I'll be voting against, voting with the recommendation to not support the removal.
Any further comments? If not, I'll put the motion that Councillor Whelan put that we decline the decision that we hold it over till the master plan. I think that's why we actually worded it. It's undertaken and completed. So we've got nothing up on the board, so I can't see it. So, yeah.
Close to it.
So all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against?
Yep.
One against. That motion is carried.